make myself clear. Sorry, just trying to help.
That's exactly right, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, just trying to help. Bribes, paybacks, kickbacks, and payoffs to the mafia. Not exactly what it was supposed to be, ladies and gentlemen, in 1776, but that's how it is. I'm Brush Prior to Freedom. Welcome back. I'd like to offer a toast, if I can get through it. It goes like this. Here's to cheating, stealing, fighting, and drinking. That's right. You just heard it out of my mouth. Here's to cheating, stealing, fighting, and drinking. And if you cheat, may you cheat death so you can fight evil another day. And if you steal, may you steal a beautiful woman's heart. If you fight, may you fight beside your brother. And when you drink, or if, ladies and gentlemen, no force and coercion here, may you drink excellent bourbon with me and my friends. Welcome back to Brush Briars of Freedom, trusted local news and talk from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. Free range chicken, welcome back. Free range children, welcome back. Parents who raise great kids, thanks, mom and dad. Welcome back. Here I stand, as you guys know, feet firmly planted in front of God, passing out common sense and logic like no other host. Where we actually do value the free-range chicken out there, we get it. We are different. We are real, true freedom fighters in the audience. I don't do right and left, and you guys know I don't. It's very simple. You are either a statist or you're an individual freedom lover. There is a very fine line between us. Some of us want individual freedom, and some of us want state control of every single thing, from the trash can, the tailgate party, the toilet, to the tampon. I don't subscribe to that theory, ladies and gentlemen. It's very simple to a guy like me. Anything peaceful that you do, I don't have a problem with it if it hurts no other person. I know. I probably committed 3 felonies on the way down here, just like the guest said a minute ago. Oh, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Well, then why the hell do I have to go to law school to even figure out the law? And you don't figure out the law. What you figure out in law school is how to hunt through a bookcase full of laws to figure out which one you just violated on the way here to the studio, acting peacefully, not bothering anybody, ladies and gentlemen. But we do understand your personal protection is your personal responsibility. Train up, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just about guns. It's about thinking. It's about getting yourself on a standard, right? A standard of thinking outside the box. Your personal protection isn't just guns and ammo. It's not food. It's not water. It's all of the above put into a bookcase, and it also includes financial protection. I'll get into that in a minute. Of course, you guys know we also are about the future here. We know with some knowledge, wisdom, enlightenment, and courage, each and every generation must necessarily fight for our own and the future of humanity's freedom. And in order to pull it off, the guys at Perfection Auto Works are with me on this. They understand the 10 Commandments, and they understand the first 10 Amendments, of course. I will give you a little hint, ladies and gentlemen. I was actually studying this last night. We had some questions about this. So I've got my copy of the Constitution, as Mike passes out. Anytime you go down there, you get a free 26-point inspection. And without force and coercion, you say, hey, Mike, can I get a copy of the Citizen Rule Book? Yeah, that's a great idea. Oh, do you have a pocket Constitution? Mm-hmm, yeah. And when you see the food truck out there, we'll have those too. Very simply put, ladies and gentlemen, there are a group of people out there. There's a whole bunch of people out there. They're in their groups, right? You've got the First Amendment Foundation or whatever. The 501c34AWRXQLLNST. Oh, I'm a First Amendment pro here. I think that we all have the right to say what we want anytime we want. I'm all about the Second Amendment. I think we should be able to own any sort of belt-fed machine gun we want. Oh, and I will remind you this. I'll take my Bibles, my bourbon, and my belt fed all day long. You keep your ballots and see what kind of change you make out there. That's my other little toast to you guys. And there's the Fourth Amendment, guys. Hey, after the Patriot Act, really, we really need to start working on our right to be private, right? Oh, shit. Sorry about that. But there's the Fifth Amendment, guys. Oh, man, we need to get the government back into due process before they come and take your crap under civil asset forfeiture laws, we need to get back on the Fifth Amendment. Ladies and gentlemen, you can get your copy of the Constitution and you can realize the only one I believe in this stupid book is the 21st Amendment. I am in the 21st Amendment support group. You can check it out. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Everybody, I hope you're scrambling for your Constitution and your amendments right now and say that's the only one. It was one sentence, ladies and gentlemen, and it changed our country back to normal. The guys at Perfection Auto Works want to make sure you understand. Call them at 323-8650. Tech tip of the week, ladies and gentlemen, EF, That would be Echo Foxtrot 550 Mike, EF550M. It's about the soft goods this week, ladies and gentlemen. Tires, belts, and hoses. We call them soft goods. If we know what a car is, there's hard goods and there's soft goods. Soft goods are tires, belts, and hoses. Those three things, as I've said for, what, 3.5 years, are critical to the operation of the automobile. And they are most suspect in a hot environment, which we happen to live in. If we're in Tucson, some of you are not in a hot environment. I get it. But in Tucson, Arizona, soft goods are suspect. Get over. Get on over to Mike and get him to check out the soft goods. Check out the entire complete coolant system. Flush everything out. It's time right now, ladies and gentlemen. We're just about to go into freeze season, right? Even though we don't have super hard freezes. You know what? If your motor freezes, I'm going to tell you what you are. Walking. You are walking. You are a biped now. We will use a big word, biped. Check the whole thing out. Coolant flush. Check the heating system. Checks out the AC too, just to make sure everything's functional, because during the wintertime, we all know every once in a while we want to turn the AC on, even if we have the heat on. Most cars, when you put the defrost on, the AC compressor kicks on, but we don't want the compressor to sit there all winter long and not turn, so we turn on if we don't know if the defroster turns on the air conditioner, so you turn the air conditioner on for 5 or 10 minutes. You can put it on hot, it's no big deal, and cycle the compressor, get the oil moving around, get the Freon moving around, so the oil doesn't all sit in the bottom. That's what it sounds like when the oil sits in the bottom of the compressor and then the top bearings don't get oil on them. We don't do that. Call Mike. You can get the entire inspection, entire coolant flush heating AC inspection for $88 or what we would say Federal Reserve notes in violation of Article 1, Section, let's see, what did they, I just had a conversation about this too. Oh, Article 1, Section 8, it says to coin money, regulate the value thereof and of foreign coin, I don't know how they come up with this, and fix the standard of weights and measures. Does your Congress actually follow Article 1, Section 8? Well, here's one they could do if they wanted to go over to the Federal Reserve. They could, it says right here, to provide for the punishment of counterfeiting the securities and current coin of the United States of America. Of course, they're saying coin, which is gold and silver. Call Mike at 323-8650. I appreciate Mike and the guys at Perfection Auto Works supporting the show. Obviously, I'm running this one off the rails. Oh, well, let's just do this right now. Today, 15 December, Anno Domini 2019, nuclear clock says 1:13. Tomorrow, also you can check Mike out at 1046 North Beverly. You can see it live. You can see self-respect in action, ladies and gentlemen. And you can also check him out on the interweb at perfectionautoworks.com. Tomorrow, I know we're all going to be raising a toast, ladies and gentlemen. As you guys know, if you've ever, and those of you that have been to my house, two things I like. I like my coffee extremely strong. We can actually fix roads with my coffee. And I like my tea in the harbor. Tomorrow, I hope you all raise a small toast. We can all hang out at the Green Dragon together on the interweb at the Green Dragon Cafe. Tomorrow, I know they're not going to teach this crap in TUSD, 16 December 1773 was the day Samuel Adams and the boy tossed the tea off the boat in Griffin's Wharf in Boston, Massachusetts, free loving country Massachusetts now, right? Tomorrow is the day you're going to celebrate. Check your radio out and see if any of these national mind control hosts tell you anything about the actual tea party, the real one, ladies and gentlemen, the real one. And what was it? Because this came up yesterday, you know what that was? And people talk about it now like it's, I don't know, it's a taboo. You know what? It's just me and you, right? That was an act of political violence. I know that it's probably filling your pants right now, running in a corner, snowflakes. That was an act of political violence. It begat what happened in April 1775 and July 4, 1776 in this republic. Also brought to you by a girl that knows the history like I do, Danny, my way better half, as you guys all know. Talk about hitting the lotto. Look at this ugly mug and look at her and go, oh, man, what's that guy got, a great personality? I don't know about that. I'm just a regular guy, right? We're just regular people out here. But Danny does an amazing job at biomedllc.org. You can check out on the internet, interweb, whatever it's called. Free thinking chicken out there on the internet, right? Learning everything you know, right? God forbid you have a book. Don't get it a book, right? But she's applying nanotechnology, which is an advancement, one of the last advancements in humanity in this medical disaster we are running in this country, that actually is from the human body to help fix the human body. It's amazing technology. And I was watching a thing about stem cells the other day and what the quote-unquote people that the science of stem cells, right? It's a big scam. Well, I'll tell you what's a big scam. Merck, Bristol-Myers Squibb, and Bayer. That's a big scam, but don't tell your friends. Just run down and get some more Walgreens, ladies and gentlemen. The average American over 55 years of age is on 12 subscriptions. I think that's a pretty bad idea, and I'm not talking about Sports Illustrated and Playboy. I'm talking prescriptions. That's just disgusting. What is it? It's a system of slavery. It's to keep you in control. You think it's anything but that? I tell you, I could do it. I got off of everything. I don't even take ibuprofen. The only thing I do is distilled or brewed beverages. That's my personal subscription of choice, right? I'm dadding at Biomed LLC, also providing what you guys know, the incredible machine products called plates and screws, putting Humpty Dumpty back together when he takes an amazing fall off of the the Empire State Building. Whoops, can't say World Trade Center. That's on my list. Oh, Danny, I appreciate you trying to keep me on the rails, and I am off of it today, ladies and gentlemen. Also brought to you by my Brothers in Arms, right down the bombed at Baghdad thoroughfare at 3630 South Dodge, providing a moral and ethical solution to what we don't want. We don't want a collision, especially this time of year, ladies and gentlemen. God knows. This time of year, if we went out and drove nice, okay, second thing, this is the handheld electronic device. That is the sound of you putting it down while you drive the car. Look out the window, look in the mirrors, and act like you like other people. I just drive into the studio drives me out of my mind. I watch people, and it confuses and confounds me. Why? I see people that are driving with, and Mike talks about this with me. If you're driving with 2 feet, right, and you're not on a racetrack, probably not a good idea. If you've got your foot on the brake and your foot on the gas, you're basically destroying your car, and you're throwing away your Federal Reserve notes. Not a good idea. I'm sorry, I'm off the rails here. If you do get in a collision, which we don't want, nobody at 1030 KBY wants you in a collision. We don't want your car to break down. We want you to be prepared like a Boy Scout. If it does break down and it's simple, we want you to be able to fix it. Again, duck, D-U-C-K, tape, T-A-P-E.com. Snap-on tools. You can get your little prep kit in the back. Get your toolbox. Just keep a little toolbox. Hey, if you can't fix it on your own, you know, there's guys like me that actually stop and help and fix other people. Help, you know, try and fix other people. I mean, if the computer's shut, obviously I'm not the guy. I'm done. But if it really is bad, call the guys at Frontier Towing, 748-1100. They are here all the way through the Christmas season, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. The guys that work there give up their time so that when it does go to crap in a handbasket, 6 o'clock on Christmas Eve, they will come get you. Get you out of a bind, get you back home with the family. Call them at 748-1100. Also brought to you by my way smart dude, John at Webb Highway. Providing, again, a moral and ethical solution to RF signal internet shot to your house at 300 million meters a second. You got that right. 300 million meters a second. At the 5.2 gig band. I don't know how he pulls this off. But anyway, through radio technology, right to the house. Boom, I'm on the computer at like 22 megs, megabits or bytes or something like that. It works, ladies and gentlemen. John's been doing it for 26 years in this county. He can shoot that internet to places where you can't get any. We went and helped put one on a guy, and I mean, there is no wire within like 250 meters of this guy. Put the antenna on the house, walked inside, opened the laptop. Hey, Google, what are we going to do now? Hey, let's get our guitars out and play some music. Call John if you want to at 520-612-6125. Boy, did I get to run that one off the rails. Sorry about that. Welcome back. As I like to say, thank you all for the gift of your valuable time. Merry Christmas to each and every one of you out there. And I'm, as always, the contrarian of Tucson Radio. You guys know I'll never be the same. I don't know what happens. There's this time when you wake up, right? And whether you can call it the unplugging of the cable, you can call it the Great Awakening, which is what happened to me. I read a couple of books. One was Unintended Consequences. One was Patriots. And one is the Bible of those of us that are free thinkers, Atlas Shrugged. You read these books and you wake up one day and go, okay, wait a minute. What if everything they told me my entire life was a lie? What if the media has been lying to me the whole time? Movie of the week is called Psywar, P-S-Y-W-A-R. They have been controlling your mind for about 67 years. They do it with the TV. They did it with the radio, with Orson Welles in The War of the Worlds. You guys all know they control humanity with the media. I don't want to control other people. I want to abolish human slavery, for God's sakes. I don't want to control anybody. But my deal is, as things go on, you know, we've got our tenants, we've got our food, we've got our water, we've got our Snug and OMA. We've got all that worked out. But the financial problem is what I look at. Real money is what I look at. That fifth leg of the stool, or the fifth, I don't know, quadrant in your preparation thing is, if they continue to print money like this, of course, if another party was president right now, you'd hear about it every single day on the radio. They'd be screaming about it. 2 months, ladies and gentlemen, the Federal Reserve printed $353 billion to keep this economy going. $353 in made-up digital currency that just all of a sudden hits the street. What did that do to the currency and savings that I have in the bank right now? Well, it made it, this is two words, not one, worth less. It's not worthless. I take a $100 bill. I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, I can still go to Circle K and grab me, oh, I don't know, something. $100 bill, I tell you what I can do, fill my truck up. I can go to the Freedom Store and I could buy some ammunition with my $100 bill. It's not worthless. It is worth less. If there's 1 million gallons of water out there and that was the finite supply and somebody just was able to digitally create another 1 million gallons, well, if that 1 million gallons of water had a value on it, what you're doing is diluting the value thereof. Now, those of you in the audience that have been with me for a while understand I have got myself on what I call a standard. I have a standard in my financial preparation in that I am on the gold standard, okay? It doesn't mean I'm completely on the gold standard. I still have these FRNs. I have currency. Here. That's sound of a whole bunch of it, right? Stacks of it. I am on the FRN currency. I have to have it. Trust me. I bought something for like $4 the other day. I had a couple of silver coins in my pocket, and they were 1 ounce Canadian silvers. Street price on them, $17.65. I bought nothing. $3.60. So I pull a $10 bill out of my pocket, and, you know, it's a millennial. I said, here's your choice. I put the 10 down. And then I pulled the silver coin down. A buddy of mine with me starts laughing. He goes, don't do that, Sean. Don't even go there. And I put the silver coin down. I said, your choice. Take whichever you want. And the guy looks down and grabs the 10. And I'm like, oh, all right. Idiot. I also am on the silver standard. Silver, again, the coin of only, let's see, they took it away in 64. The silver standard. I have silver. I have invested my excess capacity to earn into silver. It is a hedge. It's not, and when I say invest, now I used my excess capacity to earn. I budgeted my money. I did not go to Burger King every single day. I didn't stop at, no offense against any of the sponsors that sponsor KBOI. I did not stop there on the way home and spend $12 to get myself what I can cook at home for $4. Not that I know what food costs. But I went home, I cooked what I had, and again, I call that excess capacity of earning. I started budgeting, as you guys know, I'm cheaper than anybody on the radio. And that excess capacity I had in Federal Reserve notes, I bought silver. And I buy them in what I call, it's not junk silver, it is actual minted silver coins. I bought Canadians, I bought Mexicans, I've got Americans, and then I've got what I call just silver rounds that are stamped. They have the value, 0.999, and they have 1 ounce of silver. And they could be made by private mints all over the country. There's like 20 or 30 private mints. I've also put myself on another standard, ladies and gentlemen, that I would like to suggest you get on. Here's the deal. Get yourself on the Colt standard. That would be the Colt AR-15 standard. Get yourself on the Glock standard if that's what you desire. Get yourself on the HK standard if that's what you desire. Get yourself on the Benelli standard or the Remington 870 standard if that's what you desire. Get yourself on a Remington 700 in 308 if that's what you desire. These are standards I think that's coming, and it's coming soon. People out there talking about, oh my God, we're right on the edge of a civil war. I got to think about that. So somebody on some interweb thingamabob thinks that out in the street, some guy's wearing a red hat, some guy's wearing a blue hat, and there's going to be a shooting war. Here's the gig, guys. They just reauthorized the Patriot Act. Where's the war? The war is for your mind, to keep you looking over here, well, they do this over here. And do this means get in your wallet, tax your ass into submission if you're in a first world country. Take the goodies and give it to other people. Danny, I appreciate what you do. I'm going to get out for just 1 second. The love of my life, trying to keep me normal, trying to keep me on the rails. How's it working out for us, ladies and gentlemen? In private, it works out great. On the radio, we don't know. We'll be back in 2 minutes and 51 seconds on Brush. That's right, live at Pexon Auto Works Studio House Band, ladies and gentlemen. Rebecca and Megan Lavelle of Mark Larkin Poe, welcome back. 10:30 a.m. Amplitude modulation, ladies and gentlemen. The amateur radio guys here, as a friend of mine said, it'd be KJ7, none of your business. The federal government, somehow, the FCC, right, regulating the quote-unquote public airwaves, took my test on Thursday, had my license in a week. Anybody got a suppressor lately? Is that crickets? Crickets? Anybody? Anybody signed up for one of those little programs? How quick can you buy a duck stamp? You know what a duck stamp is? It's called migratory bird stamp. Anybody ever hunted ducks with that Benelli I was talking about? How long does it take to get a duck stamp? Oh, I don't know. Drive down there, hand your money over, and walk out. Paste it on the back of your hunting license. How long does it take to get a $200 tax stamp from the F Troop? Oh, I don't know. 8, 12, 16, 18 weeks. I go down and I register my little trailer the other day. It took me like, I don't know, 12 minutes, even at the DMV, for God's sakes. We're done. We're done, ladies and gentlemen. Like I say, get yourself on those if you desire. It's voluntary. Phone number 790-2040. Some people don't agree. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that think it's a great time to get into the 28,000-point Dow. And you know what? God bless you. It's your money, not mine. I don't own you. Trust me, and the second part of that is you surely don't own me. You guys get to do what you want with your money, but if you're watching, and again, nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to say anything. Nobody cares anymore that they're printing. This is a record print in 2 months. It's never been pulled off in the history of mankind. Never, never has a fiat currency went this far and been this diluted. Again, with... That's me making a digital keystroke, right? I don't have a computer, but that's me making. Oh, by the way, the phone, it took its last hit. I actually dropped it. It took its last hit. So it's done, ladies and gentlemen. It's done. You cannot drop one. I don't have a case on it. Apparently, I don't have my tape. I'm going to say apparently 28 inches is the limit of dropthephone.com. Check that out on the internet. That is, it's done. So after the show, sorry, guys, it's broke. And I think I did this a couple years ago as another station. I threw it at the door so hard, it broke into pieces, and then I walked out and I chucked it down the stairs. And it was like, shh, done. I got another one at home. We'll fix it up after the show, ladies and gentlemen. All right, here's the deal. Here's another deal that nobody wants to talk about anymore. And a couple places I really like to, if I use the interweb, I get on DuckDuckGo, obviously. We don't want to tell other people what we do. Future of Freedom Foundation. And the Foundation for Economic Education, because I believe economies are almost more important. Economics are real, and politics are like the NASCAR race, right? You pay what's like your ballot, right? You pay your $100 to go to the NASCAR race, right? Or I could be, it's been 16, 18 years ago when I used to do bread and circuses. The parable of the NASCAR race, this is how it works. You know, you put on, you know, you got your cool shirt, you got your $270 jacket, you go in there and you buy your $19 beer, you buy your $26 Coney dog, you know, you got you and your kid, your family, whatever, you're into this thing, travel, hotels, whatever, a couple thousand dollars to go watch a NASCAR race. All right, well, you got your jacket on, right? Woo! That's your boat. This is how I do a parable. You're up in the stands, right? You and... I don't know, 80,000 of your, well, I went to Talladega, no. You and 135,000 of your best friends are hanging out in Talladega, Alabama, right? Right off the freeway. It takes like 8 hours. You're in a line like 30 miles away to get into Talladega. You get in there, you and all your friends are like, yeah, I want this guy to win. This is boating, right? I want this guy to win. And so anyway, they go around. Now, Talladega is a tough track, very flat and extremely fast. And it happens to be a plate race. We call it restrictor plate race, right? So it's neck and neck right down to the end. And it's all the way down to the white flag comes out. These guys are going crazy. It's all going. There's like 27 cars in a pack because of these damn restrictor plates, which is another form of automotive slavery, right? Just let the guy, let the kids play, okay? They're free-range chicken. Let them go out there and race. Anyway, they're coming around three, and it's really turning ugly, ladies and gentlemen, because you see 18 of these cars drafting at 179 miles an hour in the turn. Woo! Around four, they come, and you start to see these guys are mashing the gas. You got two guys in the front, three guys next, and four guys next, and all of a sudden, you see what's called the run. Running for the checkered. And I don't know, 13 cars get into these pileups, and cars are flying and whatnot. First five cars are crashed. And out of the nowhere, Bill, comes the dark horse. Well, you got his jacket on. He goes around, spins around. Of course, tow trucks, ambulances, cutting these guys out of these cars because they were going 200 miles an hour. And you're standing up, and the guy does his donut. He gets out. They pour, you know, whole milk from a cow on him. Everybody's running around. Nope, it's NASCAR. It's family, ladies and gentlemen. This is real milk, too. It's not homogenized. This is from the farm. Pouring milk on the guy. The guy's running around, goes back to the pits. They take the car back to the pits. Of course, they got to weigh it. All the rule makers got to make sure the guy didn't cheat, didn't pull off the restrictor plate, didn't run the wrong tire, didn't put a blue tube in there or something like that. Well, they certify him the winner, and you're going down to the gate, go, man, I'm going to go meet my guy. Yeah. As I voted for him. I voted for him. I get to go meet my guy. And the guy down there at the guard thing is at the gate, and you go, that's my driver. I'm going to go meet him. And they go, no, you're not. Well, no, you don't understand. Look, I got the jacket on. I got the shirt on. I got the custom NASCAR wallet, and I got the custom belt. I got the shoes. Look at me. I voted with my wallet for the guy. I get to, and the guy says, listen, dude, I don't know where you're from. And I'm like, Tucson, Arizona. He goes, okay, here's the deal. Sport. You may have voted, but the only people that get to meet the driver are on his sticker. You're going to see Tide. You're going to see UPS. You're going to see the sponsors down there, but your slave ass ain't going down to meet the driver. Milo, I'll get to you in just 1 second. Hang on. 2 minutes and 41 seconds on Brush Fires of Freedom. Let's all run out and get our ballots. That's right, live in Pecs Network Studio at 10:30 a.m. The Voice. Trusted local news and talk from heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. Father Milo, welcome to Brush Fires of Freedom. How have you been, young man?
Thank you, Sean. I've been doing well. This is Father Milo, the poor itinerant priest who is also the spiritual prepper of the East Side.
Been doing a good job, other than the, I guess we, would we call it Russian collusion that happens once in a while?
Occasionally, you never know. But I was harking back to my younger days. You were talking about Talladega. I don't know if I've ever told you, but I had a college summer job at Talladega in the summer of 1983.
Oh, wow.
And those were the days. I was checking beer coolers, basically.
To make sure that they had the proper sponsored beer? Or, I'm trying, help me out.
Yes. The proper, the beer of the sponsor and the beer of the premium swill of the day. So,
so when you were checking the beer coolers, when the guy had a, and you know me and the barbecue sauce, I haven't brought any in the English language, in the Queen's English, I haven't properly gifted you any barbecue sauce yet. But if somebody comes with the mason jar and says, oh, no, that's just water. Don't worry about that. How did you act when that happened?
Well, you know, I took them for their word. I really did. I was a rather lenient cooler checker. You know, if anything really crazy tried to get through, like somebody smuggling in,
boa constrictor?
A boa constrictors, explosive, that sort of thing. Obnoxious lingerie or something, you know.
I like that. Okay, so if they had a cage of, this is a dichotomy. If they had a cage of free-range chickens, would that be allowed or no? Could we? Okay,
in Talladega, Alabama, it would make it through.
Okay,
I would allow that. That's a good trading boot right there.
For the for the people that are on somewhat on the preparedness thing, a badger on a leash, would that be okay or no?
No, not a badger on a leash. I'd have to have papers, at least maybe papers for it.
If they had their child on a leash, was that okay?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
trying to lighten
it. Keep that yard ape under tow.
Oh,
I'm sorry. That's right. I'm supposed to be very gentle.
Oh, we are. We are gentle here. We are gentle giants, by God. That's what I say. We're good people, you know? I mean, trying to help other people, as we like to say, every chance you can, go out and help sick, feed the poor, and if you can, walk in the footsteps of Jesus.
And that's what I do. I had a homeless person couch surfing all week. and that was an amazing experience.
Did everything work out okay?
It was not a pleasant experience, but I fed the person, clothed the person, gave the person some options to get back on track, and then I don't know what became of the person after that. My dog sure wasn't a friend to the visitor, and there was a night or two that it was rather tense. So anyway, you do what you can do.
That's exactly right. I mean, we kind of know. I mean, you know my gig, right? And I don't say anything much about it. But as we go out, especially this time of year, Father Milo, I mean, do you have a couple places we could actually help the audience out with when we have done what's called excess labor and we have excess quote unquote monetary, and I know that's not the word, but excess currency capacity in our lives? Is there somebody in town that you think is a great place to help where they don't skim all the money? Pay somebody $400,000 a year or more, put them on a private jet, fly them around the world, you know, live like a king while they don't actually help anybody. Are there some people in town? All right, go ahead.
I'm a big fan of the Gospel Rescue Mission in this town. I think they've got it down pat. I think that they're doing the Lord's work.
I'm absolutely, there were some people, and I'm not judging, and I won't say any names, but there were some people when that deal went down and they got the, I'm pointing the right way right now, just southwest of the studio, and it's literally within 308 range. I'll do it like that. And there were some people right in that neighborhood. They're all commercial. I mean, you know, there's no, I mean, the housing, the closest house to there is probably 1.4, 1.5 miles to the southeast, but the business is right around there. Of course, that's kind of economically depressed, if you could think about right there at Randolph and Palo Verde, north of the Gas City Road or Gas Station Road at the gas company, and to Ajo. Those of you in the audience, those of you not from Tucson, sorry, but anyway, that little area right there is 100% commercial. There may be a couple people living in camp trailers behind their businesses or something, but you know what? It's 100% commercial, and I did a lot of work in that area right there. We worked with probably 80% of those businesses there, their machining business. They started having problems with that, and I'm like, hey guys. This not my backyard theory ain't going to work no more. If somebody comes along and wants to help, can people like me and you, Father Milo, just get together and say, okay, good deal, guys, good deal. You want to put your time, your effort, your money, you know, your ability to think, create, produce, and labor into helping other human beings? Really, that's a great time not to be a judge, in my opinion. Maybe you've got a biblical verse on that. threw you a curveball, didn't I?
No, not at all. No, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's all I have to say.
Live the golden rule, ladies and gentlemen, especially those of you that listen to this show. You know, it works every time it's tried, in my opinion.
Well, thank you for your time, John. I appreciate your show.
I love it.
And all right.
God, if I'd have done this right, if I planned a radio show, you know what would come on right now is there's a song called Talladega. And I... Oh, I do have my tape measure. Oh, by the way, Milo, this is what you can tell your parishioners this week. 21 inches is the level that you will drop your unprotected... I don't know. Oops, that's my Jesus Freaks book. This is not damaged, by the way. 21 inches is the level you can drop your handheld electronic device on the table, and it will be broken. Milo, appreciate your time. I'll see you next time I see you. And as always, Merry Christmas.
I'm going after that ham radio license. Merry Christmas.
And I'll make a deal with other people, too. I made a deal with Milo. I'll make two of the listeners in the audience. Father Milo, I made a deal. Once you get your ticket, I've got the complete kit for you. The first two audience members, all you got to do is text me at 780-8539. When you get your ticket, I will gift. That's a gift. It's a non-taxable event. I will gift you one of our little radios, and you will be legal. You'll be on the air on 2 meter, 70 centimeters, and we can actually talk when we get our other stuff worked out. Father Milo, Merry Christmas, buddy.
God bless you, Sean.
God bless you, young man. We will be back. I don't know how this worked out. We will be back. This is actually the celebration after they made that race go good and didn't wreck. That's right, live in Faction Auto Works Studio at 10:30 a.m. The Voice, trusted local news and talk from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. And this, that now I know why I played Have a Cigar, right, ladies and gentlemen? Even in the terms of now, and again, the problem is nobody wants to talk about it anymore. We hear people, and I'm the same guy, right, talk about socialism and you talk about capitalism. Which one do you think will work? From those with the means to those with the needs. Wow, there you go. From those with the means to those with the needs, true Marxism, socialism. Or capitalism. I go out and work all day long and I keep my money. I don't know. You could vote on that at IDon'tWantToBeAMarxist.com. But the problem is, ladies and gentlemen, we are misdefining what is going on right now. We, those of us that actually know how to think, are being led into a, I hate to say it, a trap. And calling it socialism is not what it is. It's transferism. That's the game. It's transferism. These politicians, they run out and they, this is comical, right? They promote small, limited government. I actually heard a politician, a female politician on the air that actually ran for president one time, was in the formerly august body of the United States Congress, and came up in front of the microphone and said one day, we are going to tell you what article of the Constitution gives us the authority, not the right, to pass these laws every time we pass one. This was somebody that was in what they called, incorrectly so, the Tea Party. That was, again, oh, let's all run out here and woo! Yeah, right. I'll tell you what, paint your face like an Indian and jump on a boat and throw something in the ocean, for God's sakes. That's a Tea Party. Don't try. And the people were trying to get me in. And this is a long time ago, right? Justice is on the air. Garrett Lewis is on there. Oh, Sean, man, you'd be great down there. I'm like, but you're not even talking about what needs to be talked about. You want to talk about, oh, I'm paying up taxes. Well, you're paying more now. So where y'all at now, guys? We are approaching the most dangerous part of Americanism. This republic. Again, it was only 8 years ago, over 47% of the people in the country get a check. Yeah, because that's what the politicians want. It's not socialism, it's transferism, where this is not the control of economic production. This is the control of my economic production, first party, going to the second party, which is D.C., Pima County, City of Tucson, and or the state of Arizona, and then being redistributed, five syllables, Kirchner, woo, redistributed amongst the third party. It's socialism at the worst type is transferism, because the second party, which is government, doesn't, and this is the game I love that they play on you guys. They can't play it on me because I ain't listening. I'm sorry. I ain't going to no NASCAR race thinking I'm going to run down there like a sponsor because I'm not a sponsor. They tell you things like, when you elect me, I'm going to reduce the size of the federal government to when Thomas Jefferson actually penned the wonderful document called the Declaration of Independence. Bullshit! Sorry about that. I'm sorry. No, you're not. You lying, stinking thief. I wish one of them would just come and say, please. Okay, here's the gig, guys. When you come and vote for me, I am going to steal you friggin' blind. I don't care about your friends. Oh, you know what they could say? I don't care about the color of your skin. I don't care about your religion. I don't care about your race. I don't care about your party. I don't care about your politics. I don't care if you like guns or Ford pickups or Chevys or Maseratis. You know what? I'm going to steal you friggin' blind. I'm going to skim some off the top like Vinny and Guido. And then I'm going to pass it out amongst other people so they will continue to vote for me. Does that make economic sense to anyone in the audience? This phone's going to be in about six pieces in a minute. I'm about to put this thing through the glass. It's insanity, ladies and gentlemen. And again, the 100,000 people at Talladega, 130. I think it was 130. It was unbelievable. It was, I mean, it's huge. It's just, this is bread and circus. Panem and Sukutsum like none other before. Bunch of drunken NASCAR fans going, yeah! I want the guy in the gladiator car. I want the guy with the big sword and the shield to win. Woo! Put them Christians down in there. Mark, how are you today, young man? Welcome to Brush Fire. I'm sorry. Get me back on the track, young man. Let's make this quick.
Okay. Yeah, here's another satisfying thing to say, and that will confuse your recipient, is bovine scatology, or bully shenanigans.
Bully shenanigans.
So, that way, you know, you don't have to censor yourself.
And
it actually comes, it's kind of comical.
And being the new radio guy, ladies and gentlemen, I would say Bravo Sierra, ladies and gentlemen. Very simply, Bravo Sierra. That's I think that's okay. And I don't know, Kirchner's actually going to have to read this. Bravo Sierra Hotel India Tango. Let's just call, you know, this is it. This is calling your own damn baby ugly. I mean, we are in a political system right now that, you know, I pay for the damn food truck license, $525 a year. 2 years ago, it was $330. I know a guy that owns a trash company in the town. You don't think this is the mafia? The city of Tucson charges this guy $1,000 per year for every trash truck to drive around, pick up refuse, put it in the side of the thing, and then take it to the dump and pay per ton to get rid of it. I mean, this is not cheaper. The mafia?
Yeah. Yeah, it would be cheaper for him to deal with than mafia.
It's much cheaper. Vinny and Guido are so much fairer. Even, I mean...
They want business continue.
They want business to continue.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had my bell. Oh! Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner. Yeah. Vinny and Guido wanted the deli to continue.
Protection. It's cheap insurance.
Compared to $3,247 a year on my house, I want to know. I mean, someday, obviously, you're always invited to my house, Mark. I'll tell you where I live. But when you make that right-hand turn and you come down my house, lock the hubs in, baby. Lock the hubs in. It's like people come to my house and they go, what went wrong, Sean? Look at all these beautiful houses. Look at how many people out here. I go, about $700,000 a year in property tax on this one road. One road. One road. Mm. And what do we get? Nothing. Nothing.com.
Yeah. I do have a bit of news.
No fake news, by the way. I already got in trouble on that. Sorry.
Anyway, it is that my son, the Marine,
Noah,
has now, my Marine son, Noah,
okay,
is no longer a pig or professionally instructed gunman. He is now a hog, hunter of gunmen. He's got his official hog tooth.
Oh, my.
Officially a Marine sniper.
Ooh. Ladies and gentlemen, that would be Noah. And that hog tooth, ladies and gentlemen, you know what? No names. Good friend of mine's a very good friend. How about this for English? A very good friend of mine's, with the apostrophe on the backside of the S, son went through it. And that thing that they wear... I'm going to tell you, those of us that know what it is, the hog's tooth, when you see one and seen one, and then what happened later, we won't talk about that, but that is one of the highest honors in the Marine Corps. I mean, almost higher than getting a commission in there, I'd say, sir.
Well, I think he thinks that that is his ultimate goal in the Marines. Of course, he's still going to go through the ranks, but that is his ultimate, I guess, I don't know what you call it.
I see it.
It's kind of like the SEALs of the Marines.
Oh, absolutely.
Or a section of it.
Oh, absolutely. It's SF. It's definitely SS.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean,
he is the
SF. Yeah, sorry about that. SF. Right. Sierra Foxtrot, ladies and gentlemen. SF, for those of you that actually do speak English.
Yeah. He is now considered the sharpness of the point of the tip of the spear.
Absolutely. No, I've been beaten. I've been beaten hard by those guys that have gone through that in rifle matches, and I'm not talking like beaten by a little bit. I'm talking guys standing with an AR-15 at 600, pasting the X-ring with iron sights, and it's nearly, you know, for me it's verging on impossible to do it with a scoped rifle, but now this is not off the rack AR-15. This is a highly modified gun. But the guy is standing at 600 yards and paced the X-ring 3 times in a row and says, and he just hands his rifle to the kid next to him and goes, okay, that's how it's done. Go ahead. Yeah. I was like, oh my God. I mean, I just walked, I walked away. I'm like, oh, don't hand that gun to me. I don't know. I don't need to have that test. You know, doing it prone is one thing, or shooting trap prone, if you've ever tried that, is another thing. But Shooting offhand that's always my downfall. And obviously, tell Noah when you talk to him, congratulations. Those of us at Brushfire of Freedom are massive. Oh, good. Coming in town?
He'll be here this end of this week, coming week, and maybe I'll have him knock on your door there.
Obviously, you're always invited. And tell Noah I said thank you. Those of us in the audience, Danny, Mike, and everybody I know, we support Noah. We support the United States Marine Corps and the people that are in the military right now trying to keep this thing straight. Those of you in the audience already know the deal, the gig. Go out in the world. Don't hit. Don't steal. Practice the golden rule. Love thy neighbors as thyself. Merry Christmas to all. Happy Hanukkah if that's your flavor. Let's be nice. It's not that hard. Doesn't cost you a nickel. If it costs you any money, text me at 780-8539. I'll pay you back. See you next week on Brushfires of Freedom. Thank you all.